State Department warns mass migration an existential threat to Western civilization. U.S. embassies to monitor two-tier justice in Europe. By Kurt Zindelka on November 22, 2025. The United States government has warned that mass migration represents an existential threat to Western civilization and has warned Europe against the continuing open borders policies and the creation of two-tier justice systems that favor foreigners over native populations. In a shot across the bow against the open borders ideology that has taken hold in the halls of power in many Western European capitals, the U.S. State Department urged its allies to take bold action and defend citizens against the threats posed by mass migration. The diplomatic arm of the Trump administration also warned that its embassies will be actively monitoring policies that punish citizens who object to continued mass migration and the crimes and other human rights abuses committed in Europe by people with a migration background. A phrase suggesting the inclusion of second-generation migrant criminals in such reports. Mass migration is a human rights concern. Western nations have endured crime waves, terror attacks, sexual assaults, and the displacement of communities, the State Department wrote in a statement on X. U.S. officials will urge governments to take bold action and defend citizens against the threats posed by mass migration. Mass migration, the Executive Department continued, has plagued citizens of Western nations for years, citing examples of heinous crimes committed by migrants against natives and the two-tiered response by many liberal governments. The State Department highlighted the predominantly Pakistani Muslim child rape gangs, which often targeted young working-class white girls for rape and sexual exploitation. Many girls were left to suffer unspeakable abuse for years before authorities stepped in, the statement said. Indeed, local government officials and police in English cities have frequently faced accusations of having turned a blind eye to Muslim grooming gangs for fear of appearing racist. At the same time, child victims were often labeled by authorities as prostitutes. Despite previously branding such claims as conspiracy theories and a fixation of the so-called far right, the left-wing Labour government was forced earlier this year to concede that race and religion played a major role in the scandal and was similarly forced to launch a national inquiry into the failures to protect young girls from migrants and men of migrant background. The Trump administration further highlighted a case in Germany, in which a group of mostly migrant men received lesser sentences for gang raping a 15-year-old girl in a park in Hamburg than a woman who called one of the attackers a disgraceful rapist pig. While most of the offenders were given probation after being tried as juveniles, despite some being of age, the woman was sentenced to jail time and a fine. Finally, the State Department pointed to a recent case in Sweden, in which a migrant from the African nation of Eritrea, Yazid Muhammad, was convicted of raping a 16-year-old girl. Despite the conviction, judges ruled that he should not be deported because of his special migrant status over entering the country as a refugee minor and that the offense did not constitute such a particularly serious crime as to be deported. U.S. officials will now scrutinize policies in Western nations that give leniency to migrant crime and human rights abuses or that create two-tiered systems that prioritize migrants at the expense of their own citizens, the State Department said. The United States supports the sovereignty of our allies and calls on governments to constructively engage with the growing numbers of citizens concerned about mass migration. The United States stands ready to assist our allies in solving the global crisis of mass migration, the statement concluded. Earlier this month, U.S. President Donald Trump urged the British government of Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer to do something about immigration, warning that if the UK fails to do so, you're not going to have a country left. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.